Lesson 33, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Purpose: to help each child understand that Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead and that we will all be resurrected. Preparation 1. Prayerfully study Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53, and chapter 28, verses 1 through 15, Luke chapter 24, John chapter 20, Acts chapter 1, verse 3, and verses 9 through 11, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 and 6, and verse 22. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Mark chapter 16. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed: A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. Pieces of paper with one of the following words or phrases on each one: linen cloth, spices, garden, soldiers, and stone. C. Picture 7-35, Jesus' tomb, number 62111. 7-36, Mary and the Resurrected Lord, Gospel Art Picture Kit 233, number 62186, and 7-37, The Resurrected Jesus Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit 239, number 62187. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: put the pieces of paper listed in the preparation section into a container and have the children take turns choosing a piece of paper. Ask them to describe what is listed, and then ask them if they can tell you how that word or phrase pertains to Jesus' burial. Use enough words or phrases for each child to have a turn. Ask the children to imagine that it is early on the Sunday morning following the crucifixion and burial of Jesus. Have them imagine that they are with the disciples who are grieving Jesus' death. They had hoped that Jesus would save them from Roman rule and establish his kingdom on the earth in power and glory. But now he is dead. Tell the children that you are going to discuss what happened that Sunday morning in Jerusalem. Scripture account: using the pictures at appropriate times, teach the children the accounts of Jesus' resurrection found in Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53, and chapter 28, verses 1 through 15. Also Luke chapter 24 and John chapter 20. For suggested ways to teach the scripture accounts, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Explain that even though Jesus had told his disciples many times that he would live again after he had died, his followers had not really understood what he meant. Never before had anyone been resurrected, and they did not understand how Jesus would live again. Even when his disciples heard from angels that Jesus had risen from the dead and saw the risen Lord, it was still hard for them to realize what had happened. Page 113. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did Mary Magdalene and the other women come to the tomb on Sunday morning? Mark chapter 16, verse 1. Whom did the women see when they went to the tomb? Luke chapter 24, verse 4. What did the angels say to the women? Luke chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. 5. What does it mean to be resurrected? A spirit body reunites with its body of flesh and bones, never to be separated again. What did the women do after they saw the empty tomb? Luke chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. Why didn't the disciples believe the women's account of what the angels had said? John chapter 20, verse 9. Refer also to Luke chapter 24, verse 11. What do you think you would have thought if you had been one of the disciples and had heard this news? What did Peter and the other disciple find when they went to the tomb? John chapter 20, verses 3 through 7. Explain that the other disciple was probably John. Why did they believe Jesus Christ had been resurrected? John chapter 20, verse 8. Why was Mary still sad even after the angels told her that Jesus had risen? John chapter 20, verse 11 through 13. What happened to help Mary know Jesus was resurrected? John chapter 20, verses 14 through 16. Why was she not able to touch Jesus? Who else was resurrected on the day that Jesus was resurrected? Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. Who in your family will be resurrected? Who else will be resurrected? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. What story did the chief priests invent to explain the empty tomb? Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 through 15. Why did the soldiers agree to tell this story, even though they had seen the angels? Refer to Matthew chapter 28, verses 12 and 15. Who walked with the disciples on the road to the city of Emmaus the day Jesus was resurrected? Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 16. What did the three men talk about on their walk? Luke chapter 24, verses 17 through 27. What did these disciples feel in their hearts when they spoke with Jesus? Luke chapter 24, verse 32. What would cause their hearts to burn? The Holy Ghost. How have you or your family members received inspiration from the Spirit? What did Jesus do on the evening of the day he was resurrected? Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. Why did the disciples have the door closed when Jesus appeared to them? John chapter 20, verse 19. How did the disciples react when they saw Jesus? Refer to Luke chapter 24, verse 37. What did Jesus do to prove to his disciples that he was resurrected? What did the disciples learn about a resurrected body? Refer to Luke chapter 24, verses 39 through 43. Why didn't Thomas believe that Jesus was resurrected? John chapter 20, verses 24 and 25. How long was it before Thomas saw Jesus? John chapter 20, verse 26. What did Jesus tell Thomas when he appeared to him? John chapter 20, verse 29. What strengthens your testimony that Jesus Christ was resurrected? Who else did Jesus appear to after his resurrection? Matthew chapter 28, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 6. You could use Enrichment Activity 1 to review all of Jesus' appearances after his resurrection. How long did Jesus stay with his disciples after his resurrection? Acts chapter 1, verse 3. How did Jesus ascend into heaven? Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Who came to explain to the people what had happened? What does this account teach us about Jesus' second coming?
Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Give each child one of the following clues and have him or her read it to the class. Have class members guess the answer to each clue. If they do not know an answer, have the child asking the question give the reference so the children can find the answer in the scriptures. I am the first person Jesus appeared to after his resurrection. Who am I? John chapter 20, verses 1 and 16. The answer is Mary Magdalene. Jesus appeared to us, and we touched his feet. Who are we? Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 9. The answer is other women. I was the first apostle to enter the empty tomb. Who am I? John chapter 20, verse 6. The answer is Peter. I am an apostle who ran with Peter to the empty tomb. When I saw, I believed that Jesus had been resurrected. Who am I? John chapter 20, verse 8. The answer is John. My friend and I walked with Jesus all the way to Emmaus, yet I didn't recognize him. Who am I? Luke chapter 24, verse 18. The answer is Cleopas. Jesus appeared to us while we were meeting together in a room with the doors closed. Who are we? John chapter 20, verse 19. The answer is disciples. I was not with the other apostles when Jesus first appeared to them. I did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead until I saw him with my own eyes and felt the prints of the nails in his hands and feet. Who am I? John chapter 20, verse 24. The answer is Thomas. We were present when the angels rolled the stone from the door. The chief priests bribed us to lie about what we saw. Who are we? Matthew chapter 28, verse 12. The answer is Roman soldiers. 2. Write words that tell how the disciples might have felt the day Jesus died, such as grief, sorrow, sadness, and despair, in a column on the chalkboard. Have the children suggest opposites of those words, such as happiness, joy, hope, and faith, and write them in another column. Explain that these feelings are what the disciples probably felt when they realized Jesus had been resurrected. Discuss what the hope of being resurrected means to each of us. 3. With the approval of the primary presidency, prayerfully select and invite a church member who has had a loved one die to share with the children what the resurrection means to him or her. 4. Sing or read the words to I Know That My Redeemer Lives, Hymns number 136. Sing or read also the words to Did Jesus Really Live Again? Children's Songbook, page 64, and He Sent His Son, Children's Songbook, page 34. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your feelings about the Savior's resurrection and its importance to you. Testify that Jesus' suffering in the garden, his death, and his resurrection are the most important things that have ever happened on the earth. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Luke chapter 24 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 33, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ.